May 16. Numbers 25. Psalm 68. Isaiah 15. 1 Peter 3. One of the striking things about 1 Peter is how Christian conduct is tied to winning a hearing for the gospel. We saw that theme in the May 15 meditation. Christians are to live in such a way that even the pagans will be forced to glorify God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. It is God's will that, by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Chapter 2, verse 15. The same theme is developed in chapter 3. Wives with unbelieving husbands should so adorn themselves with a gentle and quiet spirit that their husbands may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of their lives. Chapter 3, verse 2. Similarly, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 22. This passage includes one of the most difficult texts in the New Testament, verse 18b through 21, one I cannot hope to broach here. But it also once again connects Christian conduct with Christian suffering, and therefore with Christian witness. This does not mean that Christian conduct has a merely utilitarian function. Christians are not to act in godly ways simply because it increases their credibility for propagandistic purposes. There are many reasons for doing good. We were called to it. Verse 9. Doing good is constitutive of our very identity. Moreover, such behavior inherits blessing from God. Verses 9 through 12. Apart from the horrible exceptions that arise out of corrupt regimes and renegades, all too many of them, a citizen doing good does not have to fear oppression from those in charge of criminal justice systems. Verse 13. We ourselves ought to keep a clear conscience before the living God. Verse 16. Above all, there is the example of Jesus Christ. Verses 17 and 18. But in addition to all these reasons for living godly lives, Peter again connects conduct with witness. Even if we suffer unjustly, we will not live our lives in fear as pagans must. Verse 13. Rather, in our tears, we will set apart Christ as Lord. Verse 15. We will sanctify or consecrate Christ as Lord. And in this context, we will hear the apostolic injunction, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Verse 15. This is similar to Paul's be prepared in season and out of season. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Of course, such readiness presupposes a heart attitude eager to bear witness and a commitment to grow in apologetic competence. As in so many other areas of life, we learn best how to do it by doing it. But Peter's immediate point is that as we bear witness, we must do so with gentleness and respect, so that those who speak maliciously may be ashamed of their slander. Verses 15 and 16.